hello to you all. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Universal Studios is opening its doors for its regular tours despite this massive fire. The blaze broke out at a lot adjacent to the amusement park. It scorched props and sets, including the movie Back to the Future's Hill Valley Square and its iconic clock tower. Hundreds of containers of film and video archives were pulled from the fire. Officials say nothing irreplaceable was lost. The cause of the fire is under investigation. A minibus filled with Afghan soldiers was the target of a deadly bombing in Kabul today. Police say the remote-controlled bomb ended up killing a civilian woman. Two other civilians and three Afghan army personnel were also hurt. It was the second bomb attack in as many days. A suicide car bomber hit a convoy of NATO soldiers in the eastern city of Jalalabad yesterday. Officials say two soldiers were killed, four others were wounded. The first storm of the 2008 Atlantic hurricane season is now a tropical depression. Tropical storm Arthur was downgraded today after its winds dropped to about 35 miles an hour. The system is now moving across southern Mexico. Parts of that country, Belize and Guatemala, could get up to 15 inches of rain, making flash flooding and mudslides a threat. The storm is expected to weaken further over the next 24 hours. Discovery astronauts are using the shuttle's 50-foot robotic arm to check for any damage today. Several pieces of debris broke off during yesterday's launch, and NASA wants to make sure it didn't affect anything. The crew will examine the shuttle again after they've delivered their biggest piece of cargo, a Japanese science lab, to the International Space Station. Okay, you can say goodbye to those paper airline tickets. As of today, airlines that are members of the International Air Transport Association will use only electronic tickets for air travel. The association accounts for 94% of all the airlines in the world. So after today, most of you won't be able to use those paper airline tickets. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source, online, on TV, even when you're on the go.